Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you that you want it to be passed on and that your Holy Spirit helps us to do that. Amen. 2 Timothy 2:2 says, St. Paul says to Timothy, "And the things you've heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will be qualified to teach others." What you've heard, pass on to others, or pass it on to others, and so on. So in December, I walked into a bookshop in Perth and I saw a book called Sacred Cows Make Gourmet Burgers. Now, I know some of you got this book, and I thought, that is a title and a half, isn't it? Sacred Cows Make Gourmet Burgers. And when I opened it up to page 8, I read these amazing words. Life in Christ always comes to us on its way to someone else. And I immediately went to the counter, paid my $23.95, and I know that because written on the back, and I went home and read the book, and it really had a big impact on my life. What were those words again? Life in Christ always comes to us on its way to someone else. And you know, on the front page of your bulletin, you've got a little space to write things in, and ladies are probably the only ones with a pencil, but I think you should write that in. Life in Christ always comes to us on its way to someone else. In Luke 18, Jesus was bringing, people were bringing children to Jesus, and what were the disciples trying to do? Turn them away, stop them. Don't mess up Jesus' life. And Jesus said, let them come. And he told his disciples off, let them come. Jesus wants the children to come because those mothers were bringing them so that Jesus could pass on to them what he had come to bring to us all. When we heard the Old Testament lesson in Deuteronomy 6, that's the biggest chapter in the Old Testament. In chapter 6, it says, the Lord our God is one Lord, and we're to love him with all our hearts. But then what else are we to do? Pass it on. Pass it on. When you're at home, when you're on a trip, when you're lying down, when you're getting up, wherever you are, hanging things on the wall, wherever you are, pass this on to your children. All the time. It's all, that's what's life about? It's about passing on what we've received from Jesus to our children and grandchildren and to our neighbours and to our friends. Psalm 78, that psalm, I'm just looking at the readings we did today. It says, we'll tell the next generation. We'll tell the next generation about the glorious deeds of the Lord. He commanded us, our ancestors, to teach it, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to pass it on. And and you can read all these things at home because I think the reading's on the bulletin. In 2 Timothy 2:2, isn't that a great story about Lois, who had shared her faith with her daughter Eunice, who'd shared her faith with her son Timothy? One of the great little stories. It's only a couple of verses, but it tells us everything. And you know, one thing we know about Eunice was her husband was not a believer. That means she had the work of two to do, like some of you do. The work of two, to pass on this faith to her son Timothy. And then Timothy, St. Paul says to Timothy, now Timothy, I want you to pass on what you've learned from me and from your mother and your grandmother. I want you to pass on to other people, to reliable people. And what are they to do? To pass it on to others. That's what it's about, passing it on from one to the next. The good life in Christ comes to us on its way to someone else. If you haven't finished writing that down yet, that's another chance. The good news of Jesus and his love for us is like a baton. It's been passed on to us by our parents and our godparents and by our friends and whoever else, and we're to pass it on. It's as simple as that. You don't have a relay race where you just hang on to the baton yourself, do you? But there's a tricky time in a relay race. Have you done a relay race ever? There's a really tricky time, isn't it? And that time is not when you're running down the back straight holding the baton. It's when you get near the next person. isn't it? That's when you can make a fool of yourself, when you drop the baton. And that's the challenge for us. How are we doing at passing the baton to the next generation? Today we give praise to God for Jesus and all that he's done for us. We rejoice that our parents have passed this good news on to us. And we encourage one another to pass this same love of Jesus on to our children and then to our grandchildren, and not to drop the baton. Let this day be an encouragement to us all to help one another, to help each other, especially to help mothers or fathers who are doing this on their own, to pass on this gospel of Jesus to the next generation and the next and the next. And that's why I'm excited about Ronald, because he heard the call, you see. I've got to do this. I've got to be part of passing this on. So help us, Holy Spirit. Amen.